this week, Maine Public is taking a look at the state's child care challenges. One of those challenges is finding enough child care workers to meet the demand across the state. And as Fred Bever explores, as part of Maine Public's deep dive into child care, some are trying hard to make a career and a difference in the traditionally high-stress, low-pay occupation.
What was that?
Sunflowers.
Sunflowers?
Yeah,
Anna and Ivan Soto are just like many other young parents with limited incomes in Maine. They're trying to figure out how to afford childcare for their 2-year-old daughter and newborn baby boy.
We don't have cable. We don't go on vacation. We don't go out to eat. We don't do those things.
And for the Sotos, there's an ironic twist. They are both full-time workers at a Portland childcare center. They've placed their daughter there, so they get a good rate, but they still pay $900 a month, about a fifth of their combined pre-tax salaries. Anne even testified to lawmakers this winter on a bill that would provide $2.5 million to supplement pay for early childhood teachers in Maine. That's based on education and experience.
Both my husband and I are employed full-time teaching preschool, and we are still unable to afford to send our own children, to a program without the assistance of a subsidy. And I am now facing a decision to decide whether to stay in a profession that I really love versus how I'm going to pay for my next child.
Soto says she's straining just to pay the interest on her school loans, never mind the principal. Her master's degree in elementary education and experience in the field do give her a bit of a leg up when it comes to pay, but it's still a struggle to make ends meet.
The issue is that the early childhood workforce in Maine is very low wage.
Sonia Howard is executive director of Maine Roads to Quality, which provides training opportunities and credentialing programs required for early childhood educators in state-licensed child care facilities.
$11, $12 an hour is considered pretty typical for early care and education. And, I mean, you can also make that at Target and McDonald's. You know, that's a problem. That's a real problem. Because what a person needs for a skill level to be working with children every day is really huge. You need to know so much to be effective.
Howard says there is anecdotal evidence that the number of college-level students enrolling in early childhood education courses is dropping in Maine. But her non-college-level programs at Maine Roads to Quality have seen an uptick in enrollment, which Howard says may indicate that child care centers in Maine are being forced to hire teachers with less education. A U.S. Department of Education survey in 2015 found that full-time child care workers in Maine earned the second lowest annual median income in New England at $21,580.
It's a challenge in terms of not only finding qualified staff, but then retaining those highly qualified staff to stay within this workforce, especially when it's a labor of love, not always that it makes sense financially to continue doing this.
Annie Colaluca directs the child care program at the Bath YMCA. She says that for all the passion child care teachers bring to their work, there aren't enough of them. It took her 6 months last year to find someone qualified to teach children from infancy through 5 years old.
I had zero people apply. I had this job posted on Indeed. It was going out on Facebook. It was posted on Serving Schools.
The state's low unemployment rate is one factor. Another is the slow but steady increase in the number of public schools that are offering pre-kindergarten classes for 4-year-olds and much better pay.
This year has been an interesting year because Portland Public Schools really made pre-K a priority.
Chameleon Babson-Haley runs a child care center in Portland. She says the median pay for preschool teachers is almost 30% higher in Maine than for infant and toddler educators, and she says that has to change.
We're taking care of children at the most critical time in their lives in terms of building that foundation and sending them off into the world to be ready to do all the things we need to do. And it will help if you have more public pre-K classrooms that are being paid at a public teacher's salary. You'll have more teachers getting paid better, but those 0 to 3, all these teachers need to be getting paid better.
Safety?
And no jumping.
No jumping. This is not just a challenge for the state of Maine. It's a challenge across the entire country.
Todd Landry is the state's new leader for Maine's Office of Child and Family Services, and he's worked in the field in Nebraska and Texas. He notes that the federal government is increasing child care development grants to the state, and Maine, in turn, is increasing its subsidies for children who need child care to one of the highest levels in the nation. And that, Landry says, should lead to higher pay for frontline educators here.
Yeah, that's the whole intent. Hopefully that helps improve the quality, that helps to improve the sustainability of the programs, that helps to increase the retention of staff within those programs. All of those things are a cumulative effect that we want to work on.
And here in Maine, some additional help is on the way. The State Department of Labor is piloting a tuition assistance program for students in early childhood education. And that bill that Portland teacher Ann Soto wants to see passed, the Maine legislature this month gave initial approval to the measure to support Maine's child care workforce. But lawmakers did not come up with the necessary funds, so the measure will be reconsidered next year. Soto and her husband, meanwhile, are just hoping for some kind of relief.
We might just be stuck in this for a while. And if that's the case, then families have to make their own choices about what they can and can't do and how long you can make it work in this field. But you have to be hopeful that it would change at some point.
The Sotos say that with a new arrival in the House, one of them may indeed have to drop out of the child care field and find a better paying job, or maybe just stay home with the kids. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
Maine Public's deep dive, Child Care in Maine, is made possible in part by the John T. Gorman Foundation and United Way's Women United.